The Our Father is a prayer that is very familiar to us. We were probably taught to pray it as a child. It's one we can probably rattle off without thinking much about it. It's the only prayer that Jesus himself taught and commanded us to pray. They say that familiarity breeds contempt, but in this case, I would say that familiarity breeds complacency. We've forgotten how bold a prayer the Our Father is because it is so familiar to us. The Our Father is a bold prayer because Jesus teaches us to call God our Father. Referring to God in such a way would have been unthinkable in the ancient world. The ancient Romans or ancient Greeks would never have referred to their gods as Father. The gods were otherworldly, and you couldn't use a human category to describe them. And on top of that, they weren't fatherly. They were feared. They were vindictive. They were difficult. The Jews understood that God had called them into a special relationship with him, but they would have never thought that God could lower himself to be described as Father. The Jews would not even speak or write the name of God. They would never have referred to him in such a casual fashion. But Jesus teaches us that God encompasses all of the best qualities of human fatherhood. He's close to his children. He's intimately concerned with our lives. He wants to give us good gifts. But he goes further to teach us that God excels the limitations of human fatherhood. He's holy. He supports us by his grace. He gives us gifts beyond what we expect and what we ask for. He never lets a petition go unanswered, and he's always faithful. Jesus teaches us that God, our Father, is close to us, closer than we are to ourselves. But he's also powerful. He is holy. Jesus brings this new understanding of who God is and how he wants to have a place in our lives. Studies tell us that many Catholics don't really believe in a personal God. They don't believe that God could be so concerned about the day-to-day details of their lives. It is true that sometimes God can seem absent. Bad things happen to good people, and vice versa. Prayers seem to go unanswered. We wonder, where is God in the midst of the violence that happens all around us in our cities and towns? And then there's the question of suffering. Why does God allow suffering to happen? In the day-to-day, it can seem that the Lord's words in today's gospel ring hollow. Ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Yet the answer is in those words, the answer to all of these questions. Notice that Jesus' words have no qualifications, no ifs, ands, or buts. You will receive. The door will be opened. You will find. But on our part, we have to have the eyes to see how God responds, because it may not be what we are looking for. We have to have the patience to wait for God's response, the timeline may not be what we are looking for. If God asks us to wait, don't equate his silence with his absence. Consider, for example, St. Monica. If you're not familiar with Monica, she was a mother of two sons. Her husband and her sons were not Christian. She herself was a Christian, and she prayed fervently for her son Augustine, that he would become a Christian. She prayed for 17 years without ceasing that her son would become a Christian believer. And after 17 years, he was finally baptized. And on top of that, he became a priest and a bishop. And St. Augustine is one of the church's greatest saints. His writings, his theology and philosophy are influential down to our own time. So God took Monica's prayers. He answered them according to his timeline. But he answered them over and above even what Monica had asked for. The example of Monica and Augustine reminds us that God does indeed always hear our prayers, and he will always answer. My friends, in a few moments, we will pray the Our Father together as part of this Mass. When we say it today and every time we pray it, may it not be with a spirit of complacency, but may they be bold words in which we declare that God is indeed close to us and that we know that he cares for us. The fact that we have a Father in heaven who knows us intimately should make us say every time, boldly, Our Father.